For the past year or so, many people with ADHD have had difficulty getting their medication. There's a shortage of the drugs prescribed to manage ADHD. There's increased demand for the drugs and there have been manufacturing problems. The Royal Pharmaceutical Society says it expects the shortages to ease at the end of June. In the meantime, they're asking doctors not to start newly diagnosed patients on these medications. It's a particular worry for students approaching exams. Simon Waterfall from Warwickshire told us about his son Cameron, who has ADHD and is revising for his GCSEs.
We've been on a journey with Cameron since he was diagnosed, probably about 8, with autism and ADHD. He very quickly found a passion in music, and although he's always struggled with academic work, he's thrived in the music side, and he's always playing various types of music at home, but drums is his passion, and recently actually got a grade 8 in drums, which is very, very proud of. It's been a real challenge over the last 6 months. When we first found out about the medication shortage, we were extremely lucky that it was at the time when we had some in stock. Had we had that happened at the end of the month, he would have hit the brakes and had no medication at all. And the particular type he's on affects his blood pressure. If he'd gone full brakes, he would have suffered medically on top of the ADHD challenges because of that. So what we did was sort of titrate him down to a dose that meant we could eke out what we had. But we spent months and months doing that. And in fact, it wasn't till a couple of months ago that we managed to get sort of over half of the dose back into him. So he spent all his time really in the mocks pre-Christmas and the mocks coming out of Christmas, not on full dose, and therefore, you know, focus was a real challenge for him. So Cameron's about to go into exam leave. He's probably on 80-90% of dose. In fact, the last prescription I put in last week, of the 4 tablets he can get, there's only 1 available, and we only got 90% of that dose come through. So, you know, even though we've been promised that the initial restock line was December, it then got moved to April, and now it seems that it's not even there still. You know, Cameron's biggest challenge, and you won't mind me saying, is around focus and his ability to concentrate on what's in front of him to be able to complete the task. And, you know, he really struggles when he's not on medication that helps him do that. And, you know, that causes all sorts of challenges for him, whether, you know, it's not just sitting down and doing and concentrating doing exams. It might be on other tasks like remembering to brush his teeth, etc. But with the GCSEs coming up, it causes obvious problems. And we're now going to study leave and then the actual exams. And I just, you know, I hope that he has a good day when they come along, or, you know, perhaps next month that we can get the full dose. But it takes a week, once he's got the full dose, it takes a week for that then to take effect. So it's not something you can dip in and out of. My biggest worry for Cameron is that music is clearly his passion. He's got a conditional place in September to go to a music academy, which relies on some passes in particular subjects. And I think we as parents, our big concern is that he gets over this bit and comes out with the qualifications he needs to get to the next stage in his life. If he couldn't fulfill himself by going on to the music academy because he can't pass, because of the shortage, because of the lack of dispensation, that would be really tough for us to understand. And I think tough for us as parents to explain to him why he can't go on and further his dreams.
That's Simon Waterfall. Well, Henry Shelford is the chief executive and co-founder of the charity ADHD UK. Annie Middleton is, in her own words, an autistic ADHDer. She's an activist and writer, the author of Unmasked, A Guide to ADHD, Autism and Neurodivergence. Welcome to you both. Annie, there must be a lot of people in Cameron's situation who can't get their drugs and they're approaching exams. What are people telling you?
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of people struggling still 6 months on to get hold of their medication. And I think that causes a lot of anxiety for people. But I can really relate to Cameron's anxiety and his parents as well, because when the medication shortage was first announced, I had my book deadline coming up. So that was absolutely terrifying, thinking I've got this big, important task that I know on medication I've got the potential to do well in. But knowing how much of an important thing that is in being able to fulfill that potential, and knowing that I could remember just feeling so anxious and feeling, oh my goodness, there's no way that I'm going to be able to write this book if I can't get hold of my medication, to get actually sat down and done the task. So I can completely relate with how it's feeling. And I think across the community, there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of frustration that these shortages are still going on when like Cameron's dad mentioned, we were initially told it would only be a couple of months, and we're more than 6 months down the line, and still there doesn't seem to be any sort of concrete answers as to what's going on and when it's going to end.
We just had a message from a listener who doesn't want us to name her, but she says, I have ADHD and my two daughters, they're 10 and 14, also have ADHD. In the last 10 months in this nightmare, I have had to spend hours ringing around chemists to try to find medication. I have had to forego my own medication and give it to my daughter. It's had a huge impact on my mental health and on my ability to keep on top of my job and my family responsibilities. Ellie, how have you managed it yourself, this shortage of drugs, and managed to work?
Yeah, I think I've been really lucky in similarly to Cameron's story. When the shortages were first announced, I had just got a new box of tablets, so I was a little bit more prepared or stocked up than most people were. And then generally across the time that's been going on, I've just been rationing my medication. So I think Cameron's dad mentioned that he'd been taking a smaller dosage sort of regularly, whereas I took a different approach and just took it on fewer days. So as a freelancer, I'm quite lucky that I could sort of cram all of the big important meetings or tasks that I had to do into, say, 3 long days, for example, rather than working 5 days fully across the week. And then I would save and just take my medication on those days when I felt like I really needed it to make sure that I was saving a couple up for the time to sort of last even longer, which was a personal choice to do. And I know a lot of people sort of have done the same, but there was very little advice on whether that was an okay thing to do or not. Like Cameron's dad mentioned, they do have an effect on your blood pressure, and it's kind of scary to make those decisions regarding such a sort of controlled drug without the correct information, because there's been so little communication, I think, generally across everybody that's sort of going through this challenge as to what's the right thing to do, you know, whether to reduce your dosage every day or whether to ration the medication or whether to wean off or stop completely. There's been very little communication as to what actually to do. So I think people have been left up to their own sort of best judgment and own devices as to how to handle the situation.
Henry Shelford from ADHD UK, you're in contact with the Department of Health and with the drug manufacturers. What are they telling you about drug supplies, about when things will ease a bit?
Well, the government itself has been sort of one step above breathtakingly useless in their response. You know, their recommendation has been to talk to you, to tell people to go and talk to their specialist. You know, we've got wait times up to 10 and a half years to talk to their specialist. When I asked in my area, I was told that the department was not accepting any new referrals and was essentially closed. The manufacturer has told us they've had essentially a catastrophic failure. They have in their they have one plant. It's in the Republic of Ireland. It had a catastrophic failure, and so suddenly no supply. And the pharmacy company itself, you know, it's a big failure just to have one manufacturing site for the entire world, bar North America. And so when that went down, it impacted everyone. It then had knock-on impacts to other medications. I talked to a consultant turned paediatrician just last week, and he said, you know, the crisis for medication is actually as bad as it was when this first started in September, because we've got different medications going out now as well, for different reasons. And but on the positive, that main manufacturer has now got a new site. It's in Germany. It started manufacturing. I saw my last medication had a German manufacturing address. So that's coming on stream. We're seeing more supply come in. But as the Royal College of Pharmacists have said, like, you know, we're now looking at June. And as your earlier contributors talked about, like, we initially were told December, so made plans for that. Then we were told by April, made plans by that. And now we've been told June. And that's meant things like exam boards haven't been able to manage, and parents. None of us thought we had to have a plan for exams because this has been so badly managed. And now suddenly exams are around the corner. And the government, again, has got no government advice or support. So parents are left to the foibles of their schools. And, you know, some schools are good, some not. And regarding direct advice, you know, obviously, look, talk to your school about exam support. And we've got free downloadable letters for people to use. things to think about: asking for extra time, asking for a no distraction exam environment. That might be a different part of the hall. It might be a separate room, similar to, say, dyslexia support, where a child will get a separate room and a scribe to dictate their answers to. That scribe acts as an invigilator. I think for ADHD kids, a separate room can be a really big deal without those sort of interruptions that are going on in a large exam hall and unfamiliar environment.
Henry, sorry, let me bring in Ellie, not least because your line isn't great, and some people might be struggling to hear you, but thank you for that advice, which is to speak to your school and see what can be done for children taking exams, or if you're a student, for you taking your exams, to remove distractions and so on. Ellie, you said that there is no advice, but the government told us that they know it's distressing for anyone who's able to get the drugs they need. They advise you speak to your doctor. Henry was saying that the waits to speak to a specialist can be very long. But can you just speak to your GP about it? I mean, can the GP help you to manage this?
Not really, no. So a lot of ADHD medications are controlled drugs, which means that they can only be prescribed by a psychiatrist, by a specialist. And often, like Henry mentioned, they're really long waiting lists to even get to one of those specialists. Or now you'd have to sort of wait in for a review, which obviously everyone would be trying to do at the same time. So a lot of people, especially at the moment as well, are having to go private for their ADHD diagnoses because of those long waiting lists. So in my case, for example, I went through Psychiatry UK, which is probably the biggest provider of private diagnoses in the UK. So I had my assessment through them on a private basis. And then I have a yearly review with the psychiatrist who checks in that my medication's still working how it's supposed to, checks in that my blood pressure's okay, that there's no side effect.
To stop you because we're running out of time. You were saying that you went privately. I mean, what was the wider point you wanted to make, if you could make it very briefly?
Yeah, so those private assessments, you have the assessment and then you get referred back to a shared care agreement. Okay. So your GP is only renewing the medication rather than prescribing it.
We must leave it there. Ellie Middleton, Henry Shelford from ADHD UK. Thank you both.